Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hello, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are encouraged today, and I hope you guys are excited today about what God is doing in your life. And so I just want to say it's good to see everyone. It's good to see everyone. Yeah. You know, so I'm coming to you live. And let me go ahead and get, what's going on, Kenny? What's going on with you? So just say happy holidays to you guys. Tonight, I'm going to talk about you matter. I want to tell you tonight that you matter. And that's what I want to focus on tonight. I'm here, Kenny. I didn't go. You know, I am here. You know, so coming live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Right now, but I'll talk to you about that. I'll hit you up in a text later on. I'll hit you up. But guys, I appreciate you guys being here tonight. While everything is coming up on, let's go to some Christmas music because we are in this Christmas season, right? You know, so I hope that you guys are doing well tonight wherever you guys are. Get started, and I'm starting just a little late today. I hope you guys like the song. It's called Rejoice, and I'm going to be coming to you in a minute with the message. So I just hope that you guys really, really – oh, I don't even have that one right here. So I do have it, but I have the track. So I'm not going to sing that tonight. So I'm going to play Lord of My Life, and I'll be right back.
I am lost, but I know you paid the cost. Why you're Lord of my life.
Every day I sing to you a brand new song right from my soul. People wonder what is wrong.
They think I'm crazy,
but I know that you're the one, 'cause you've given me this song. You've changed my life today. Now I sing to you always.
You might think you're not real,
baby,
but I know you have the gift.
You do,
Lord. You're Lord of my life.
You're Lord of my life.
You might say I am lost,
I'm
but
lost.
I know you paid the cost.
My job in my home too. People think that I'm insane. They think I'm far gone, but I know just what to do, 'cause you made my life brand new. Now I stand on your word, won't worry anymore.
People might say you're not real,
baby,
but I know you have the gift.
You do,
Lord.
I'm
It's so great to be here tonight. So good to see everyone. For those of you who come through, those who might come through, listen, I appreciate you guys for those who are able to come. I'm going to play a song for you, and then I'm going to go to preaching the message that God puts in my heart. This song is entitled Rejoice.
Worship Him, holy and true. Lord, we come and reverence You.
Praise Him with timbrels, praise Him with dance.
Hey.
Praise Him, all ye people, now lift the holy hands.
Praise and worship.
all ye people, wherever you are, rejoice, because Christ the King has been born. That's from our project. It's how to spread love this Christmas. Wherever you are, spread love this season. You know, you can check out my music on Apple, on iTunes. Look on iTunes and all other online venues. Just look up G Wright and look up Spread Love This Christmas for this particular CD. I hope you guys are doing well. Tonight's message, if you want to call it, it is entitled You Matter. You know, sometimes, guys, we're going through things, and we're going through changes, and we're going through situations. Sometimes, guys, we forget that we matter. I want to tell you tonight that you matter. I want to tell you that whatever it is that you're experiencing, you're dealing with, guess what? You matter. What you do now sets precedence for everything that else that will happen in your life. Let me tell you this. This season, now my mind was thinking, I was like, man, 2 years ago this time, my mother was here. You know, and I'll tell you this, just thinking about that and just thinking about those moments, and I'm so grateful for those moments that God gave me, and even in that moment, even in that time, amen, Sage, thank you, Sage, you know, and I just think about that time, she was here, and I think about this time is right after Thanksgiving, and it started going the opposite way. It started looking like she was going the right direction, but I still knew deep down, and we both knew. I thank God for His grace and for His mercy and for that opportunity to have spent that time with her. Listen, if anything I know is this, that you matter. You know, so regardless of what you're experiencing, regardless of what you're going through in your life, I want to tell you, you do matter. What you feed yourself matters. What you feed yourself in the physical, what you feed yourself spiritually, everything matters. What you take in, guess what? It affects you. And I think that sometimes we forget that. So even things we think, oh, I can go ahead and have this, guess what? It affects you. So if you eat a whole bunch of carbs, you eat a whole bunch of sugary things, guess what? You're going to develop diabetes, heart issues, kidney issues, you know, a whole bunch of things. You know, so you are what you eat. What's going on? Mr. G is in the house, Mr. G Brown. And I'm talking about you do matter. So listen to this, guys. What you reap, you sow. What you sow, you reap. You know, what you reap what you sow, and what you sow, you reap. Listen, what you do matters. You know, so I want you to understand that when you look at things that you're going through in life, it's like, why am I going through this? Why is this happening? I'm asking you, what do you do? What are you speaking to yourself? Are you allowing the things that you go through to dictate to you whether you're going to move forward, or you're saying, you know what? I'm believing God for the miracle. I'm believing God for the possibility. So let me go ahead and do what I need to do. Listen, if you eat a whole bunch of junk food, guess what? You're going to be full of junk. You know, if you eat well and good, healthy, guess what? You're going to be good and healthy. Does that mean that some things won't happen? No, it does not mean that. You still might have some other issues that might happen, even if you're doing, as some people might say, clean eating, good eating. My thing is this. I really believe that whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. And it's what we do when we're going through those things. But for the most part, guys, you eat junk, you can be full of junk. You deal with a bunch of mess, you're going to be full of a bunch of mess. You know, in the physical, in the natural, I mean the spiritual. So what you do and how you go about your life, guess what? It affects you. It affects you more than you really, really think. It matters. What you say matters. What you say matters, guys. Check 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going there right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 6, it says this. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So that whole principle reciprocity, reap. The whole thing of reaping what you sow. Guess what? What you sow, you're going to reap. And you reap what you sow. So if you sow big, guess what? You're going to reap big. And it might not come the way you expect it to come, but you've got to believe and have the faith that it will happen for you in your life. You know, so I like that. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6. Then, guys, if you go to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 8. Now, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Those of you who are, I know sometimes people come through, and I appreciate it. Proverbs 11, chapter 8, chapter 11, verse 8 says, the righteous man is rescued from trouble, and it comes on the wicked instead. Listen, the righteous man is rescued from trouble. Listen, you do matter. You do matter. Go ahead and keep on doing what you're supposed to do. Keep on being that person. Keep on being that pioneer in your life. You never know what God can do and will plan on doing in your life. Don't give up. Keep moving. Keep it moving. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you water and take care of what God has given you, what God gives you, you will be blessed. Taking care of what God has given you. What has he placed in your hand? This year, I've been really, really thinking about that. What has God placed in your hand? What do you have? You have something that you can use. You have something that God can use and work with, but you've got to be willing to do the thing. And so you got to be willing to do the thing, chicken wing. Just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do what he's called you to do. Water it. Take care of what God has given you. You know, remember, what you do matters. You matter. What you do matters. You know, and if you ever feel like, you know, who's going to, you listen, you just never know how many lives you might be touching. You know, and whether it's you're telling someone hello, whether you're telling them hello, whether you're giving them a hug, a smile can change someone's life. Because you don't know what that person might be on the brink of doing. You know, so just keep on doing what God's called you to do. Don't grow weary in doing well. You will reap. If you faint not, don't. You will reap. But just don't give up. Don't give up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 10 says this. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the good things done while in the body, whether good or bad. You know, only what you do for Christ will last. I want to tell you today, only what you do for Christ will last. One of the things for myself, after having been, walked with my mom to the point where I was, you know, and at the point, it's like, okay, I saw her, put her hand underneath her seat, and I knew, okay, she's gone. You know, I couldn't hold her hand anymore, and she couldn't hold my hand. You know, and I will forever miss her, and I look forward to seeing her in glory one day. You know, but I have a mission to do. You have a mission to do. While we're here, I do believe, you know, we have to do that mission that God has called us to do. And whether that mission is about touching the people in your house or changing someone's life over here, do what God has called you to do. Make sure you are ready when it is your time. We have to make sure we are ready when it's our time to go ahead and leave. But we're here. You know, I just want to tell you, only what you do for Christ will last. Now I'm going to encourage you to rest. It's very, very important that you rest. It's very, very important. That's come sometimes during the season. I've cut some shows down short and some shows, you know, because I've been traveling. But also realizing that with everything that's on my plate right now, that sometimes you have to take that rest. Sometimes you have to, you know, realize that what you do matters. Sometimes it matters that you take a rest. It matters that you say, you know what, let me take a break. It doesn't mean that you're not doing it. It just means that sometimes you have to rejuvenate yourself. Let me get myself back on the right path. You know, and, you know, That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing, guys. You know, also, not only expect that you matter, but how you do things matter as well. So sometimes, guys, the way we present ourselves is the way people receive us. So sometimes people might catch us on a bad day. Because guess what? Even the best person has a bad day once in a while. You know? So sometimes like people might catch you on a bad day. And listen, how you do things matter. You know, one of the things I love about scriptures that says talking about doing things with a grateful heart. You know, and there's a song I think about. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Now, I've been singing all day. I think in a couple of weeks I'm going to get to the piano and just start praising God and talking and playing, singing and playing. I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. But, you know, I've been talking all day for like 9-10 hours, something like that. So by the time I do this at night, I am spent. But it reminds me of that song, Give Thanks for a Grateful Heart. You know, do what you do with a grateful heart. You know, one of the things I've learned, one of the things that's really helped me has been to be grateful, be thankful, be grateful for what God has done for me in my life. And living with a heart of thanksgiving. And sometimes it is rough, guys. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it is rough. But when I think of where God has brought me from, when I think about all those different things, I have to just remind myself, you know, Gregory, just remember. Do you remember? Just remember. Remember what God has done for you in your life. I know y'all, I know. You know, in First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, it reads, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, guys, being joyful, being thankful. You know, of course, I can't forget praying continually. You know, so these different things really matter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. It's about giving thanks, about being grateful. You know, don't complain about what you have. Volunteer to do. If you can do it, do it. If you cannot do it, just say you cannot do it. You know, sometimes, guys, we get ourselves in a lot of situations, as I was speaking to someone that said they would call that drama, because sometimes we put ourselves out there to do certain things, but then we realize that we cannot do those certain things. So it's like, then what do I do? What do you do? You know, don't complain about what God's giving you, you know. If you volunteer to do things, you usually get to do things, then go ahead and do it. And if you cannot do it, it's best to just go ahead and communicate and say, look, I thought I could do it, but I cannot do it. And everyone's not going to always understand. That's not the point. You know, sometimes you have to practice that self-care. Sometimes you have to realize that maybe perhaps I or you have put yourself into a situation that you really cannot afford to really go through and do. And guess what? Sometimes that happens. But, you know, whatever you do, do it. Do it with a grateful heart. If you cannot do it, then say you cannot do it. But also do it sincerely. Do it with sincerity. Whatever you do, guys, do it with sincerity. What would happen in your life if you're just sincere, do it with sincerity, you know, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, it says this, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Verse 15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. whether the gods your forefathers served before beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You know, whatever it is that you're going to do, do it sincerely. If you're going to serve the Lord, do it sincerely. Do it with sincerity. Make it a declaration. This is what I'm going to do. You know, and guess what? Everyone's not going to agree with the direction God might be leading you for you in your life. At the end of the day, one thing I've learned and throughout the years, and even more so, even with my mom's absence, you know, physical absence, you know, sometimes, guys, you're going to learn a whole bunch of things when you lose loved ones and lose people who really, really greatly impacted your life. You're going to look at life differently when you experience death, when they passed on. But, you know, how you do things matter. And whatever you do it with sincerity. If you can't do it with sincerity, then don't do it. If you cannot do it, don't do it. And sometimes, again, we put ourselves in situations that we know that we cannot necessarily really handle. You know, but I just want to encourage you tonight, do what God's called you to do. And then not only this, how you do things matter, concerning like doing it with great, doing it with sincerity. I just want you to remember this. When you do whatever it is that God's called you to do, just also remember that you are unique. You are wonderfully and fearfully made with flaws and everything. You're wonderfully, beautifully made. You know, so allow what God has placed on the inside of you to come out. Allow it. Allow it to come out and go ahead and do what God has called you to do. How you do things matter. How you treat people along the way matters. So what are you doing and how are you going to do it in your life? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do the things that you need to do and you feel like you need to do in this season? Because tonight's message is you matter. First point, what you do matters. Second point, how you do things matter, right? And then where you go matters. Where you go. Sometimes, guys, we're seeking important things in our lives from people sometimes who haven't even done things in their own lives. They haven't even step out forward to do the things that they desire to do. But we put ourselves in these situations where we're seeking wisdom from people who are unwise, people who have not gone out, people who have not done what you're trying to do. But I got to tell you this. If God has called you to do something, though, then you do what God has called you to do. God might not do things the exact same way someone else might do it. But you go ahead and you do what God has called you to do. But where you go matters. Who are you going to get information from? Who are you going for support? Who are you going to talk things through? Talk and go explore and go through things that you are experiencing in your life. Who do you talk to? You know, so that really, really, really matters. Where you go matters. I say, you know, who are you connected with? And I've been talking about this whole year, about connection, the power of connection. Who are you connected with? Are you connected with movers and shakers? Are you connected with people who start and then stop and never do? Or are you connected with people who say, you know what, this is my goal. Let me sit down. And it might take a while. When I first finished my first CD, guys, I finished my first CD in 2008. And it took me a long time to finish. It took me years to finish that CD. Years. But guess what? It got done. It got done. Guys, you know, just who are you connected with? Who are you connected with? Are you connected with people who don't give up? Who, if they fall, they get back up and keep on going? Who are you connected with? Who's speaking into your life? Who's watering your garden besides you? Because listen, we water our own spiritual gardens, right? But guess what? Whoever we're connected to, they're watering it too. Well, I believe you can do it. You got this. You got this, G. You got this, Reverend Doctor. You got this. you got this. They're pouring. But sometimes people pour negative things. Oh, you're never going to do this. You will always listen. You got to understand where you go because it matters. Who's speaking into your life? Who's watering your life? Who's watering your dreams? Are you watering your own dreams? But then connection. Who's on your left and who's on your right? Who is? You know, I'm going to tell you this. It honestly felt like this. You know, it was great to know. I got to say this. I do have my support of my parents. I do have my father's support. You know, I have my mom's support. And sometimes I didn't have either their support. And when I was traveling, I was younger, and I'm like, I'm going over to Germany. I'm going over here. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm saying, I'm doing what I feel like God has called me to do. And I was gone. And so sometimes the support is there, sometimes it's not. But guys, I want to tell you this. You've got to think about where you're going. Are you going where God has ordained you to go, where God has placed in your heart? And, you know, when you get that feeling, you get that unction, you have that peace about making the decision, about moving out on some things, doing some specific things. You have that feeling, you know, and God is speaking to your heart and speaking to your life. You go ahead and do that thing. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and walk in it. Go ahead and see what God can do and God will do in your life. Just go ahead and do it. You know, Proverbs. You know, just go ahead and do it. Because who you connect to matters. Who's speaking to your life matters. What you say to yourself matters. My mom always told me to reach for the stars, right? And I found this, and I played it last week on my show, this recording where my mom was, it was honestly, guys, I found this recording and it was my mom was giving this message to me. But I know this message from a long time ago, but I felt like I need to hear that to encourage me to continue to reach for the stars. You know, think about where you are going. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26 says, make level paths for your feet. Verse 25 says, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. You know, where are you going? Think about where you are going. Think about where you are traveling. Yeah, I love Psalm 1. I love Psalm chapter 1. You know, and it talks about blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That's Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Read the whole psalm when you get a chance. But listen, guys, where you go matters. Where are you traveling? Where are you traveling? You know, where are you going? Think about where you're going. Then ask yourself, where am I going? Where am I going? Are you running to do good or are you running to do evil? Are you running to help the situation or are you going to add to the problem? So where you go matters. What are your intentions in doing the things you're doing? What are your intentions? Is it to cause harm? Listen, as we do unto others, guess what? Those things come back onto us, and we end up reaping those exact same things that we try to bring on people and put on people. Where you go matters. Where you go matters. What you do counts. You plant good seed, guess what? You're going to reap good seed. If you go to do good, guess what? People might be crazy. People are going to talk about your good things you're trying to do. But as long as it's in your heart, you know that what you've done or what you have done or are doing is in good, with good intentions. You know, listen, guys. Sometimes for every action, there's a reaction. You know, and sometimes, guys, it's what is the state of your heart? Where are you going and what are you doing when you go there? Are you going to lift your brother up or are you going to tear your brother down? Are you going there to encourage or are you going there to shame someone? Are you going to help build someone or are you going to really tear down someone? So where you go matters. Not only what you do, but where you go. Where you go. You know, and I'm going to end this right now. I'm going to end this right here, right now. I want to tell you that you matter. I want to tell you tonight that you matter. I want to tell you tonight that you might be going through some things, but I'm going to tell you that you matter, that God loves you, and that you matter. What you do matters. How you do things matter. Where you go matters. You matter. You matter so much that God sent his only begotten son to die. He sent him into the world to die for you and to die for me. You know, he loved you so much he sent his only begotten son. As John 3:16 continues to say, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You matter. You matter. And not only that, guys, I want to encourage you tonight. Focus on God. We can lose focus and focusing on what God is doing in other people's lives. But what is God trying to do in your life? Sometimes, guys, we miss it because we're so focused on what's going on over here. But what would happen if we focus on our own home, our own ourselves? What would happen if we focused on ourselves? What would happen if we focused on what God has called us to do? I'm glad that you're making strides. I'm glad that you're doing this and you're doing that. I know people are doing great things, and it's great to be connected with people who are doing great things. And I'm so happy for all those people who are doing great things. Guess what? Am I doing what I need to do? And am I following through with my goals to move forward? Am I working through my emotions or am I staying there? You know, listen, you matter. You matter. So if there's someone out there and you feel like, you know, you feel like you've given up, I just want to tell you like that song, I'm trying to think of his name. Because I'll forget a name. I will forget a name. I see the face. But I will forget a name. I'm going to tell you this. He's able. He's able. Let me say this. God is able to do just what he said he would do. Darwin Hobbs. He's able. I want to tell you this, guys. God is able. You matter. You matter. So now what you got to do is you got to believe that you matter. You know, what gets me through some of these times and even this grief, guys, even this grief as those days, are, that day is approaching. My mom passed on December 7th. And I could choose to either go through in my mind of what happened 2 years in, but I'm not doing it. And of course, I'm going to think about those things. But I'm thinking about, let me stay focused. Let me stay focused. And it's okay to walk through things. It's okay. Because guess what? You're going to grieve, and grief comes and goes. This is only like the second year, but it feels like an eternity already. I can't even imagine what eternity is like. Because this has been the hardest thing ever. But if I wouldn't have gone through what I went through 6-7 years ago, about 8 years ago, I would not be sitting right here, right now, looking the way I'm looking and in the state of mind I'm in right now. So guess what, guys? We go through things because God's preparing us for the next season in our life. But if you don't go through it, if you stop and you, I'm just encourage you, don't even allow that to be in your vocabulary. Don't give up. He's able. You matter. And And it's like, for me, just reminding myself, you know, I matter. I matter. I'm not by myself, you know, and the things that have been placed within me all my life, the different things, guess what? I'm able to walk. I'm able to do these things because a seed has been placed in my life and planted in my life that had to water that. See, guys, we have to take responsibility and understand that we matter to God. And then we have to water that dream. We have to water that dream, that plan. Lord, is this a part of your will? I'm surrendering this to you, and I'm praying for your direction. I'm praying for your protection. I'm praying for you to lead and guide me. Listen, I'm going to trust. Sometimes, guys, we have to also turn our backs on negativity. So when you think about the fact that you matter, you've got to be willing to also turn your back on negativity. You know, I'm not going to feed negativity. I'm not going to encourage negativity. I'm not going to water that. But I'm going to water the things that God has spoken over my life. I'm going to water God's word in my heart. I'm going to hide that word in my heart that I might not sin against God. You know, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. You know, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my mind. I'm going to trust in the Lord with every part of me, by being, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I matter. So when you matter, guys, you make sure that you don't put yourself in drama. You make sure you're putting yourself in negative things. And listen to this. So sometimes, guys, when you're like, how come that person that called me? Maybe perhaps God is keeping you from that negativity. Listen, guys, God knows what you need when you need it. But I want to encourage you tonight that you matter. I want to encourage you tonight that regardless of what you might be going through, what you've experienced, guess what? You do matter. Do I know the answers? Our answer is no. But that's where faith comes in. That's where faith comes in, that God loves you, that God has the best for you. So my prayers is, if you're holding things and you've been holding on to things, I pray those things will just fall off. I pray that wherever you are, you raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm trusting you. Thank you that I matter. Thank you, God. And just believe that God was going to break those chains. I speak and declare that God will break those chains in your life as you raise your hands and you just call out to the Lord. Lord, I love you. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, break these chains. And believe and imagine that those chains are falling off of you. Because listen, you do matter. You matter. And I believe that God will meet you wherever you are right now. I don't care where you are. God is everywhere. He can see you. Okay? We cannot hide from God. But I want you to understand, you do matter. You matter. And I know I can imagine that some of you out there might be wondering, have been wondering, God, why am I going through this? God, why am I experiencing this? I want you to understand that you matter. You might not understand it now. You might not understand it now. But down the line, you will understand it. Down the line, some point in your life, you will understand that what you're going through right now is something that will become a catalyst for you in the future, for you to help someone else. I just want to tell you that you're not alone. I want to say that God loves you. Thank you for coming through. Tonight's message is entitled, You Matter. First point, what you do matters. Second point, how you do things matter. Third point, where you go matters. Fourth point, again, you matter. God bless you guys. Have a good night. Spread love this Christmas. If you guys get a chance to check out my music, just look for G-Wright on iTunes. And look at the other online places. Just look for G-Wright. God bless you. Be encouraged, and I look forward to seeing you again on Thursday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and have a good night.